Atherosclerosis. All right, so yeah, this is a bit of pathology, but it's so important to blood vessels. It's so important to arteries that I think I'm allowed to talk about it as part of an anatomy podcast. The trick is trying to explain it clearly in under 5 minutes, so let's go. There's my timer. When we talk about cardiovascular health, when we talk about exercise and healthy eating and healthy living and fats, it's atherosclerosis that is the big reason that we're talking about this. It is responsible for narrowing of arteries, for clots, which can cause stroke and heart attack. It's so important that it causes probably around 50% of deaths in Western societies, because death through cardiovascular disease is a big cause of death, and atherosclerosis is the big cause of death through cardiovascular disease. All right. An artery is a tube made up of multiple layers. You have the endothelium, the cells lining the inside, which are up against the blood, and then there's a supportive layer, and then a layer of smooth muscle cells, and then there are layers of elastic, and then an outer layer holding it all together. For some reason, or reasons largely unknown, white blood cells invade that endothelial lining and move into the walls of the artery. The white blood cells I'm talking about are monocytes. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL, might be the cause. Inflammation of the arterial wall follows, so the immune system is activated. So those monocytes differentiate into macrophages. They move into the walls of the artery. They differentiate into macrophages. These are the cells of the immune system that clear up debris. The macrophages eat up the LDL and they become foam cells because they look like foam under the microscope because of all the lipid they've got inside them, right? Inflammation follows, or inflammation is a big part of this process, and you've got cytokines triggering all sorts of things going on. The cytokines are the signals of the immune system. This is what inflammation is: signaling, recruiting cells, triggering them to do things. And this inflammation and these cytokines cause the smooth muscle in the arterial wall to proliferate and to spread into other layers of the artery towards the lumen, and a fibrous capsule forms over a lipid fatty streak. These are the first stages. So this lipid plaque builds up over years in the wall of an artery, and there's no sign that this is happening. It's just slowly happening. So LDL and HDL, low density lipoprotein and high density lipoproteins, these are methods of carrying cholesterol and other fats around the body in the blood. Cholesterol and other fats are absolutely required for a number of normal body processes, but it seems to be that LDL contributes to the development of an atherosclerotic plaque. So when we're doing cholesterol tests, we worry about LDL levels in the blood for that reason, and LDL levels over a long period of time, years and decades. So as these changes are occurring in the artery, that fatty deposit is called an atheroma. Those smooth muscle cells might start to get calcification in between them, which means you get hardening of the walls of the artery. So the artery walls are changing, right? And an artery wall, if it's changing, well, it's not as good as it was, because it had a job to do and it was perfectly suited to that job. The atheroma grows over time, and this may mean that it narrows the lumen of the artery, right? Because if it's growing and it's pushing into the central space, into that tube where the blood is, the lumen gets narrower and reduces blood flow. That in itself might cause problems. If that happens in one of the coronary arteries, the blood vessels to the heart, that might cause angina. The atheroma might cause the artery to grow outwards and not narrow the lumen. So you wouldn't get that, but you would get an aneurysm, a bulge outwards in the wall of the artery. So if that was to rupture, that would be catastrophic. But then the next thing that happens is the really dangerous bit. So the changes to the wall of the artery change the extracellular matrix, change the connective tissues in the wall, and weaken the structure of the artery over time. Those macrophages that have accumulated, they became foam cells in the wall of the artery, they die. So we have necrosis and apoptosis going on in here. And the walls, the linings, the layers of the artery get weaker. So when that breaks, when the atheroma ulcerates, when the lining of the artery breaks into the lumen, this triggers clotting here. Now, damage to the walls of a blood vessel is great at promoting blood clot formation, because of course when you break a blood vessel, you need a clot to form to stop the blood leaking out of the body, right? So it's great in encouraging clot growth. Oh, my time is going to go. There we go. But I'm getting there. So as the atheroma ulcerates, clots form right there. And this might happen repeatedly over years or decades. But the clot itself might block the lumen of the artery kind of suddenly, or narrow it, right? Because you've got components in the blood attaching to the broken, the ulcerated atheroma, and they're lumping together to form a clot to block the blood vessel so blood doesn't get out. But they might actually block the blood flow through the blood vessel, triggering a heart attack if it's a coronary artery, or triggering a stroke if it's reducing blood through a blood vessel to the brain. But also, that clot might break off and pass along the blood flow to a smaller blood vessel and block that blood vessel, causing a necrosis. So this is why atherosclerosis is so dangerous, because it can happen in any of the arteries, but if it happens in an artery supplying blood to the heart or supplying blood to the brain, this can be absolutely catastrophic and a cause of death. And if, like me, you look at the arteries in people's brains, you realize that they are a lot smaller than people think and a lot more delicate than people think. Anyway, right, that is atherosclerosis. That's the process by which it forms, and then that real risk at the end of the atheroma ulcerating, causing clots and blocking the blood vessel suddenly, catastrophically. Okay, right, everybody eat healthily and go and get some exercise. See you next time.